All right. You're tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your show host is Pastor Janice Ward. I'd like to welcome you aboard the old ship of Zion, where we are telling and preaching the word of God to who will let him come. We know that God wants us to go out and get as many as we can in order to compact the kingdom of God. We thank God for coming into your homes, your office space, and wherever you might find Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to introduce myself. I am the pastor of God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Church in Gilroy, California. I also would like to introduce my co-pastor, Shirlene Cooks, of Livermore, California. And also introducing new guest, Lila Robinson of Spirit Alive magazine. She is the editor-in-chief of that magazine. And I'd just like to thank all of you that took out the time to tune in with me on today. And we're not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to go right on into our service. And we just want you to get in the scripture reading with us. We're going to go into Matthew. It'll be the 13th chapter, and we will be reading from the 49th verse, and it reads like this. It says, "So shall it be at the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from amongst the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They said unto him, Yea, Lord." Now, we've taken out of that text for today, our scripture title will be, "Where Will Your Life End Up?" Where will your life end up? Now, we know that we live in a society where everything is quick. People want things to be microwave, everything to be quick and in a hurry. But we know that we must take time out of our busy schedule and to include God into our daily lives. For with God, we are nothing. But with God, we're everything. And God created us to be a workman in his vineyard. That's his only purpose for creating us, was to be a helper in his vineyard, to bring the lost souls into the sheepfold of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that you that don't know God in the pardon of your sins, today is today of redemption. God is waiting on you. He won't get into a hurry, but God is patiently waiting on you. God wants you to be a vineyard and go out and get the lost souls and compel them to come to Christ. We have people of all denominations in this society that we live in. And everybody said, if you do the best you can go to heaven. But I'd like to beg to differ, because you cannot do the best that you can and think that you're going to heaven, because it's not going out like that. It's not going down like that. You will have to be a new creature in Christ. God says that only the pure in heart shall see him. So if your soul ain't right, and if your heart ain't right, and you don't have a spirit coming unto Jesus as a little child, you will no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And if you try to go in any other way, for the Bible tells us that you'll go in like a thief and a robber. And I know we don't want to be cult is trying to rob God. That puts us in a very dangerous predicament. But anyway, I'm here to tell you today that you can receive the bread of life. Jesus is freely giving the bread of life to all of those that want to partake of his word and him living through us a righteous lifestyle before God. And I want you to know that you can live a victorious lifestyle and not be an oddball, they would say, in this society. You know, because we don't have to partake of what the world is dealing with. We can live in the same planet and live a righteous life before God every day. When God save us, he put his spirit deep within our soul, then we are changed creatures. The things that we used to do, we don't do those things anymore. The places we used to go, we don't go there anymore. The desires that wasn't right in the eyesight of God, we don't have those wicked desires anymore. God infilling us a clean spiritual heart where God can lie dormant. God cannot and will not live in an unclean spirit. So we must come straight up the narrow way, living a victorious and righteous life before God. Down here on this world we call planet Earth. And I just thank those of you that has tuned in today. We know that God has got greater and bigger things for us. And we are trying to go deeper in depth with Jesus Christ. I told Jesus Christ, when I decided to live for God, I said, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I will say whatever you want me to say. And I will do whatever you want me to do. So with that in mind, I told God that wherever he sent me, I would go. And I just want you to know, you out there in radio land that would like to call in, our switchboard number is 646-230-74. The guest call-in number is 646-230-74. And we will be coming to you with this live broadcast weekly at the same date and time. You can tune in to Blog Talk Radio, where your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, / No Bounds Ministry. And we also have aboard our editor and chief magazine producer. Her name is Lila Robinson. We also have a prayer warrior that's aboard. Her name is Shirley Mitchell. And we just thank God for you that took time out to join us on today. And we just want you to continue to join in with us. And I will be coming with different things as the Spirit give utterance. But I just want you to know today that Jesus loves you. And I love you. And you're not alone. And whatever that might have you bound, I'm here to let you know today that Jesus can free you from everything that have you under bondage. May it be alcoholism, God is deliverance. May it be pills addiction, God is a deliverance. May it be prostitution, God is a deliverance. May it be a pimp, and maybe you have women's out there that's working and doing your dirty work. I'm here to let you know that God is a deliverance. You might be a batterer or maybe a husband batterer, a wife batterer. We're here to let you know today that Jesus is a deliverance. If you are bound by alcohol, if you're bound by drug addiction, heroin, amphetamines, might be snitching, paint, whatever it is, cigarette smoking, blaspheming against God, for one. God is a forgiving God, and God will forgive you of all sin. Now, there are two sins, however, that God will not forgive us for, and that is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, number one, and number two is self-infliction. So those two things you have to keep in mind. Never speak harmful against God's word. You just, if you don't agree, you can agree to disagree with no comment toward God himself. Number two would be self-infliction. For we know we did not make ourselves. God is our creator. He created everything that was created. So he created us. And we cannot take a gun and put it upside our head and shoot our brains out because we have sinned against God. All right, I want to wind this up. I enjoyed you for tuning in. I thank God for you, and I want you to tune back next week at the same time at 12 o'clock p.m. on the Old Ship of Zion. This is Blog Talk Radio show host Janice, Pastor Janice M. Ward. Your radio show host is Pastor Janice M. Ward. May God bless you, and you have a great day. Bye for now. Well, I guess I'm not off just yet. All right. Well, I'll talk a little more then since I'm not off exactly yet. So anyway, like I was saying earlier, that God is a forgiving God of everything that have you bound. You can be loose here today. If you want to be loose from everything that has you bound, you can be loose. Bye for now. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I'm unsure if I'm still on radio. All right, I will keep talking until the clock stops. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, your Old Ship of Zion is the station that you're tuned into. God gave me that show theme, Old Ship of Zion. I guess because I got a little old-fashioned in me. I tell you, but God is such a good God that he just so awesome. Yesterday, I went into the operating room not knowing what to expect. And however, I was a little jittery, had a little jitters. But God, let me know that I'm with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I would be with you until the end of the earth. And the doctors and the staff and the anesthesiologists and the nurses all came to my bedside and assured me that they would put me in the best hands possible and that everything would be okay and that there would be the least amount of pain as they possibly I could possibly endure. And I tell you, God met me there. God met me there on yesterday. And I tell you, he just put all my frets on the back burner. He let me know, I'm with you, my child. I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I will be with you until the end of the earth. And I just thank God for being there with me on yesterday and calming all of my fears. And I have just a minor of discomfort. I'm able to move around and to do whatever I'm up to doing on today. Praise God. I know God is a good God, and I just thank him for all of his mighty acts that he continues to perform through me and in me and in my life. And I just thank God for my journey right now. As I would say, if I could change anything, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. I thank God for putting me out in the vineyard to be a witness to him and to tell of his goodness to a dying, uncorrupt world that we live in. That's my job, to go out and compel men and women, boys and girls, grandmothers and grandfathers to come into the sheepfold of Jesus Christ. And if you don't know God in the pardon of your sins, today is the day of redemption. Today is the day to give your life to Christ, for tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And you can just raise your hand right where you're standing and lift your hands toward heaven and tell God these words: "So God, forgive me of all of my sins. Come into my life and cleanse me through and through, and Jesus will cleanse you from all your sins and make you a new creature in Christ." And you can go out and search out and seek out your good church home that's telling the divine word of truth and can show you how to live a godly and righteous lifestyle every day. And you can live it on your workplace. You can live it in your homes. You can live it when you're around family and friends. You know, it's nothing that a sign you have to carry around. Is the spirit that's within yourself, the spirit that God puts in us when he changes us over from worldly to righteousness. See, there is a changeover that we go through. It's a process. You know, we didn't get in sin overnight, but we can be cleansed out of sin overnight, in that same hour, matter of fact. In that same moment, I think about the woman with the issue of blood that spent all of her money, and she didn't have any more money to spend. And in those days, she was considered as a castaway, and she didn't want to be around anyone. But she heard that Jesus Christ was coming by, and if she could only touch the hem of his garment, that she would be made whole. And Jesus came along her way. And she didn't say, "I want to get to touch Jesus." But she said, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, that's all I need." Because she knew there was a Holy Ghost, enough Holy Ghost power in Jesus that she only needed to touch the hem of his garment. And she would be made whole. And I guarantee you, Jesus came by her way. And she touched the hem of his garment. And God said that he felt the spirit go out of him. He felt that. And he knew that someone had touched his garment. And God told that lady right there in that same hour, said, "Woman, you are healed. It was your faith that healed you. Not so much as the garment, but it was your faith that healed you." And told her to go her way. And she went away a brand new woman. All the sickness that had plagued her life for I think about 12 long years was now over. She didn't have to hide herself from anyone anymore, because God had cleansed her from all matter of sickness and diseases. And I just want you to know on today that if you're bound by any sickness and diseases, if you're sick with cancer, tuberculosis. You might have sickness in your body. I'm here to tell you that God can take away all your ills, and God can replace it with joy and peace and contentment that you can only find in Christ Jesus. And I want you to know that Jesus loves you on today. Never feel that you're alone, because Jesus loves you, and I love you, and all the followers of Jesus Christ love you as well. And I just thank you for being a part of this program on today. You that are listening near and far, I thank you for your patronage on today. For God said, without a vision, the people perish. And I just thank God for the vision that he continually to impound and inspire me with different works that he has for me to do. Because I told God to make me a workman and a fisherman of men. And I thank God for giving me that opportunity to serve him, because I want to serve him well. And I want you to know today that you can be on the devil's hit list, or you can be on Jesus' mailing list. All it takes is a willing heart, mind, and God will infill you with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost that will enable you to live a sin-free life before him daily. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I want you to tune in next week. And we're coming at you from the Old Ship of Zion Blog Talk Radio. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, / No Bound Ministry with co-pastor Charlene Cooks. We also have aboard our prayer warriors, Shirley Mitchell out of Austin, Texas, and we have Lila Rodderson, who is the editor-in-chief of her own magazine called Live, A Spirit Alive magazine. So if you want to be on her mailing list to subscribe to her magazine, you can call in this number, and the number again is 646-230-74. That number again is 646-230-74, and I'll give you information on how you can acquire the Spirit Alive magazine with Lila Robinson. And I just thank you, and I want you to come back. Don't let this be your last time. I want you to come back and hear what thus says the Lord, because the Lord always got something good in store for those of us that love him. And also, God said that he's not just for the righteous, but he's for the unrighteous as well. You know, God is not a respectable person. He said that what he done for one, he would do for another. So don't think that because you're in the world that God doesn't love you, because he loves you. And you can pray to him, and he is a prayer answering God. I'm here to tell you that Jesus answers prayers. All you need is the faith of a mustard seed, and you can hear from God. God specializes in anything that's impossible with you and I is possible with God. And I'm just really, you know, just kind of feeling my way. Although, you know, I'm on YouTube, I have various pages. I have the Old Time Gospel Jazz page. I have the Testimonial Service. I have the Walls of Jericho. So if you want to be lifted up and be inspired with some of the scripture reading, you're welcome to go over to those groups and partake in the comments that are being distributed over there. I welcome you to go over there where God is moving in a mighty way. God is doing victorious things in the lives of his people. So I just want you to know that Jesus loves you today. I will keep saying that because I want to impact that into your heart, that you are loved. You are somebody. Don't ever think that you're nobody, because you are somebody in Jesus Christ. The devil can make it seem like you're nobody because maybe things are not going like they should in your life right now. Maybe you're out of a job and you don't know where to turn to. Maybe you need monetarily support to support you or your family or your loved ones. I'm here to tell you that God is in the blessing business, and he's only a whisper prayer away. So you can stand right there and kneel down and ask God to supply your need, because he said he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So I want you to know that Jesus will honor your prayer request. He said those that come to God must come to him in spirit and in truth. So if you come to God in spirit and in truth, God will no wise cast you away. God will listen to your humble cry. He is on the main line. You tell that operator to get Jesus on the line, because you have a word with him. And I just know that God will do an exceedingly above and beyond what we could ask or think of him. And I just thank you for tuning in once again on Blog Talk Radio, and your radio station is Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Pastor Janice Ward of God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry Incorporated / No Bounds Ministry with Pastor Sherlene Cooks. We also have Spirit Alive Magazine. We have Spirit Alive Magazine Editor-in-Chief Lila Robinson. We also have Prayer Warrior Sherlene Mitchell. So you can call in when you get chance at 646-200-3074. Call 646-200-3074. May God bless you. We'll see you next week. Bye for now. All right. Well, I don't know what was going on. It said I was off the air, but I'm not gone until God say I'm gone. All right. I'm out. Testing 1, 2, 3.